Kinyan Aleph of the 48 Kinyanim, Shatera Niknes Bahen, is Talmud. Simply understood, it means the actual learning. But if that's so, the Tana should have called it Limur. Why does he call it Talmud? So Matasyo Salomon in his Sefer Matnas Chaim explains that Talmud means learning from a Rebbe. And the Makar is from Maharal. Maharal in his Pirush Derech HaChaim HaMasechtas Ovis says that a person should learn from his Rebbe and not rely on his own Chachma. And that's the first Tanai for a person's success in Limud HaTorah, is the Limud is what a person is trying to acquire. And the way he acquires it is with the Talmud, is with Rebbe. And the Mishnah in Masechtas Avos, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Vav, says, Aseh Lecha Rav, and the Rambam there says, Ki ein limud ha'adam me'atmik limud mezulasai. Learning from a person is not the same as learning on your own. She'alimud me'atmai toiv, aval limud mezulasai yiskayim b'yodei yoyser v'yoysem avur. Learning on your own is great, but learning from someone else will remain with you longer and is clearer. And he brings the Gemara in Makis, Daf Yud, which you see from that Gemara how important, how vital it is to have a Rebbe. The Gemara there is discussing about a Talmud that has to go to Golos because he killed B'Shegeg. The Gemara says his Rabbi, Megal and Rabbi Imai, Shenemar V'chai, Ovid Le Milsa, the Tehevi Le Chiyusa. We have to do for this person who's going to Golos anything that's involved in Chayim, in life. So you see that your Rebbe going with you to Golos is part of the life of a Talmud. And wherever we have a mitzvah, L'Hachayosa, to be Mechaya somebody, finding him a Rebbe, all goes into that. And I'd like to end off with a Me'iri in the Sechta Shabbos of Samach Gimel, where the Gemara there discusses the importance of having a Rebbe. And the Me'iri adds another aspect. He says that a person, wherever he has the ability to learn from a Rebbe, should make sure he does that. Shehakabbalah ikar hachachma v'sharasha. Kabbalah, Mesorah, accepting and understanding and seeing how Torah was given over from generation to generation is an integral part of learning Torah. So besides for the idea of learning from a Rebbe to have clarity in your learning, learning from a Rebbe also gives you a clarity in Mesorah, a clarity in how Torah was given over from one generation to the next. So that's an inyan of Emunah, that a person has to believe that Torah is not just the way he sees it and the way he understands it. Obviously a person has his own chelik in Torah, and a person has to take the Torah that he's mekabel from his Rabbeim, and that he sees how previous generations learned, whether it's a live Rebbe, or whether it's learning from Sfarim or previous generations, and then understand it with his seichel. But an integral part of learning Torah is seeing how it was learned in the previous generations, and how it was given over midar l'dar. Have a wonderful day.